Break out the good champagne. It's been one hell of a day.
Oh, hi, George.
She spreads her beauty like the dawn, with a trail of angels at her feet.
Oh, that's so romantic. Did you make that up?
No. Nah, somebody spray painted on the subway. But it's true. Mwah. Wheezy, guess what? After 6 months, I finally did it.
Did what?
Don't you ever listen to me? That's all I've been talking about. What was the last thing I said before we went to bed last night?
Not tonight, Wheezy. I'm too tired.
Hey, Florence, good to see you. How's my favorite maid? Mwah.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing. Haven't you ever seen Mr. Jefferson in a good mood before?
No, but don't go by me. I've only worked here 2 years.
You can't get to me today, Florence.
Miss Jefferson, Lionel and Jenny will be coming soon. Don't you want me to start the hors d'oeuvres?
Nope, hold it. These are the hors d'oeuvres. Real fancy French ones. Just stick them on a plate.
You went out and bought hors d'oeuvres. I was going to make them myself.
I know. That's why I went out and bought them.
Okay. But I was going to fix something special just for you. I call it my George Jefferson sandwich.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
Shrimp wrapped in tongue.
Well, come on, George. Tell me why you're in such a good mood.
Well, Weez, I finally did it.
Oh, that must be the kids. You can tell us all at once. It's them! Oh, Jenny! Oh, my
Lionel, you just in time for the big news?
Oh, yeah? What's up, Pa?
My business, that's what. You know that account I've been trying to land for the last 6 months? That big hotel owned by that French dude?
You mean the Moulin Rouge?
That's right. Well, from now on, I am going to be cleaning all of the rouge off of their moulin.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I told you.
Well, that's wonderful, Mr. Jefferson. Here's to your new job.
And here's to my old one.
Your old one? What do you mean?
Oh, I got laid off today.
Laid off? How could you do that? It's illegal.
Why?
Because you're my son.
Well, I don't think they took that into consideration, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, didn't you tell them about your 4 starving kids at home?
Pop, that's a lie.
No, it's not. If you had 4 kids, they'd be starving right now.
Now, look, the contract I was working on just ran out, that's all.
But how are you going to support yourselves?
Hey, it's not that bad. We have a savings account, you know.
And how long is that going to last?
If we really cut down, 8 or 9 hours.
Oh. Hey, Mom, don't worry now. It's probably just temporary.
And besides, I can always quit school and get a job.
Ha! You support Lionel?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with a wife helping out? Mrs. Jefferson, she helped you.
That's different. Wheezy has a natural talent for doing laundry.
What?
Oh, no, that came out wrong, Wheezy. What I mean is, you really shine when you're around dirt.
Keep talking, George, and you'll be under 6 feet of it.
Hey, now, look.
Jenny could help out, but she's not gonna have to. I can just get another job.
You can? Hey, that's right, and I know where, too.
Where, Pop?
With me.
With you?
Why not? I mean, it's perfect. I mean, good hours, good pay, and a boss will be just like a father to you.
You know, it's not a bad idea, Lionel. After all, it would only be temporary, and you can make enough to tide yourself over.
Right, and besides, you used to work for me in the summer at the store. I mean, you know what I'm like to work with.
Don't blow it, George.
Oh, Wheezy. So what do you say, son?
Careful, Lionel. Your father might say it's temporary, but you know how much he wants to get you in that business.
Jenny, I'm shocked. What makes you think Mr. Jefferson would ever tell a lie?
I don't know. Maybe I heard it from my 4 starving kids.
Come on, Jenny. He's only trying to help, and... Well, I've worked behind the counter before. I know the job.
Good, then it's all settled.
Well, okay. And, thanks, Pop. But you better remember something. If an engineering job comes...
Sure. But meanwhile, you'll work for me in my corporate headquarters as my new vice president.
Oh, hold it. A temporary vice president.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I thought I was going to be working in one of your stores behind the counter.
All those jobs are taken. What do you want me to do? Fire one of them poor guys just to make room for you?
Of course not.
then you got to be vice president. It's the only job that's open.
Yeah, but vice president, you know I don't have any experience for that.
What are you talking about? Your name is Jefferson, ain't it? You got cleaning fluid in your blood.
I think you got some in these hors d'oeuvres you brought home, too.
And what are they, Florence?
Beats me. Little green things over here, little black things over there.
What are those little brown things on top?
If they ain't moving, they probably anchovies.
Well, no thanks, Florence. Maybe later.
I wouldn't wait too long, child. Lord knows what happens when they get old.
Look, Florence, I'm starving to death. Now, will you get rid of that mess and start serving dinner?
We'll help you, Florence. Come on, baby.
Oh, George, isn't this nice, the way everything worked out? Lionel working for you temporarily?
Temporarily? I got news for you, Weezy. He is going to be working for me permanently. It's finally going to be Jefferson and Son.
Don't you ever give up. Lionel doesn't want to work for you permanently.
He will. Psychology, Weez. Look, when a man gets a job behind a big desk making important decisions, all of a sudden he's 10 feet tall.
How come it didn't work for you?
Then the supplies are on their way. Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Hey, Lionel, how's it going?
Oh, great, Pop. Hey, you know something? I've been working with you for the past week now. You've been really easy to get along with. You don't question any of my decisions. You say yes to everything I do. You haven't argued with me once. Hey, Pop, are you okay?
Why should I question your decisions? I told you, the boss. If you say something's right, it's right.
Mr. Jefferson, all the stores just called in. They said they delivered the new furniture, and it's beautiful.
Doss! What new furniture? Who the hell ordered new furniture?
I did.
Oh, you did? Ah. Another great decision. New furniture. Why?
Well, I thought the customers would like some place to sit. You know, while they're waiting for their clothes.
Of course. Now, see, that's using your head. What a great idea. How much did it cost?
Oh, don't worry about that, Pop. I got a great deal. Normally, it would cost us
$1,700. $1,700?
Don't worry, Pop. I got a great deal. It only ran us
$1,300. Oh, only $1,300.
For each store.
For each store?
Did I do something wrong, Pop?
No. I was just wondering why I never thought of that.
Well, you know, you probably just didn't know where to get a good deal.
Oh, you might be right, Lionel.
Oh, Pop, I want you to wait here. I want to bring in something and show it to you.
Hey, you the boss.
And you know something? I think you're really going to like this.
Oh, better than the furniture?
Oh, man, a lot better.
I don't think so. Hello. Ah, Mr. Simmons. Hey, how's the restaurant business treating you? What do you mean, what happened to your laundry? You know it always takes a week. Who told you we had one-day service? Lionel Jefferson? No, I never heard of him. He said he was my son? That's impossible. My son's in Alaska. No, Simmons, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Okay, bye. But Lionel's hopeless.
Well, what do you think?
Well... Oh, it says Jefferson Cleaners. Now, see, Lionel, a little patch like that is good advertising.
Now, see, that's what I thought, too, Pop. So I went ahead and got one for every employee, you know, in all the stores.
That's great. I mean, how much could a bunch of patches like that cost?
Hey, man, this didn't cost nothing. They threw them in for free when I bought the blazers.
You bought blazers for all the employees?
Oh, yeah. I thought it would give the stores some class.
About $2,000 worth of class.
Oh, no. 3,000.
Oh, well. I mean, who could put a price tag on class?
No, see, I knew you would appreciate that. And look, while you got a minute, I made one more decision.
Oh, let me sit down for this one. Okay, go ahead.
I decided to get all the stores painted.
You decided to get all the stores painted.
Don't worry, man. Won't interfere with business. I'm having the painters come in on Sunday when all the stores are closed.
Lionel, don't you know the painters get double time for Sunday?
I didn't think about that, Pop. I guess I've made my first mistake, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. Now, how much is this painting going to cost?
Well, here's the estimate. Of course, it's only a ballpark figure.
Yeah, Yankee Stadium.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing, Lionel. Look, I think I better run down to the bank.
Oh, you want me to go with you?
No, you stay away from the bank! You got
what?
$1,300 for this, $3,000 for that. I'm lucky to buy places for all the painters.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your son Lionel. He's a walking disaster.
I don't think you're being fair, George. Lionel has only been in the business a few days.
Yeah, right. And if he's in it much longer, ain't gonna be no business.
Isn't it possible that you're just expecting too much from him too soon?
Oh, easy.
No, I mean it. Don't forget, you made some pretty bad mistakes yourself when you first started.
Oh, yeah, like what?
Like that first delivery truck you bought.
Oh, yeah, well, how was I supposed to know it had been used in a holdup?
The bullet holes in the back might have given you a hint.
Yeah, you're right, Weezy, I should have looked.
You remember the time you accidentally bleached those nuns' habits?
Oh, yeah. Boy, were they mad. I didn't think nuns even knew words like that.
And how about the time the dryers burned out because you used the wrong fuses? Now, that was really dumb.
Okay, you made your point. Yeah, I guess it takes a while to learn the ropes.
Oh, Lionel will straighten out. You'll see.
Yeah, you're probably right, Weezy.
Now, just relax and read the paper. I'll make you another drink. And look on the bright side. Your ad turned out beautifully.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good. What ad?
Oh, it's right there on page 3. This ad.
Jefferson Cleaners proudly announces Friday half price sale. Who the hell put this in here?
Didn't you?
Are you crazy, Weezy? A half price sale in all my store could run me out of business.
Well, if you didn't do it, who did? Lionel.
What do you want me to do? Well, use your own judgment. Now don't put him on overtime to be getting double pay for bringing an half price lottery. Yeah, what is it?
Mr. Jefferson, I have the Bronx store on the other line. Someone just dropped off a ton and a half of laundry.
Lionel's ad is going to ruin me. Every cleaner in town is sending me their work.
Well, what do you want me to tell the manager in the Bronx? He's practically crying.
Well, tell him to come on over here. We can cry together. Yeah, what is it? Hello? Wong Song Fats Hen Laundry. No speak English. Call back if you learn how.
Hi, George. I thought maybe you'd like to go out to lunch today.
Great, Weezy. Why don't you get us a table for two in Brazil?
Mr. Jefferson, I got a mean dude on the line in there. He's laughing his head off and saying you are the dumbest businessman he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
Your accountant.
George, what about lunch?
Not now, Weezy. Answer the phone.
Huh?
Grab the phone!
Well, what'll I say?
Say hello. Hello. What? Oh, you from the newspaper? Yeah. No, I don't want to run the ad again next week.
Okay, I'll tell him. George, that was your manager in Queens. He said when he called before, he forgot to tell you something.
What?
George, what's going on here?
Look, we just grabbed the phone. Hello, what do you want?
Jefferson Cleaners.
I know this is Jefferson Cleaners. What do you want?
I don't want anything.
Well, then get the hell off my phone.
Listen, Buster, nobody talks to me like that.
Oh, yeah, well, you listen to him, mister.
Mister? Ah. George? George?
Hi, Weezy.
Mister, huh?
Look, I'm sorry, Weezy, I didn't know it was you. Look, that ad Lionel pulled in the paper is the cause of all of this.
Hi, Pop. Hey, Mom, how you doing?
Oh, Lionel, we were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, went by all the stores, and you should see all the business we're getting.
Yeah, we get in the business all right.
Lionel, are you sure putting that ad in the paper was the right thing to do?
Are you kidding? We couldn't buy publicity like that for $1 million.
I think we just did.
Well, if you two want to talk, I'm going shopping.
Oh, yeah. See you later, Weezy.
Yeah, have a good time, Ma.
Lionel.
Sorry, Pop. I got to get these bills out.
Oh, like, before you do that, Lionel, look, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and you've been working here almost a week now. And, like, you really got things turned around here.
Oh, Pop, thank you. I'm glad I'm working out.
Yeah, so, well, I figured you about due for a vacation.
A what?
You know, paid, of course.
A vacation?
Yeah, well, at least 2 or 3 months.
Oh, we're too busy now. I mean, there's too much to get finished.
Oh, finished? That's the word that keeps popping in my head.
Hey, Pop, look, we're too busy right now. I better skip that vacation.
But, Lionel, look, I don't want you to be overworked. I want you to stay fresh. So you can keep coming up with those great ideas.
So that's it. Hey, look, you don't have to worry about that because I got a lot of great ideas left.
Oh, you do. Well, you know something, Lionel. You are unbelievable.
Hey, Pop, you don't have to thank me. After all, what are sons for?
That's what I'm beginning to wonder. Hello. Who? Oh, yeah, he's here. Hold it. It's your boss from the old engineering company.
Hello, Mr. Hoffman. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, well, sure, I'd like to meet with you. That sounds great. Today for lunch will be fine. Okay. Yeah, bye.
Well, what do you say?
You'll never guess, Pop. Those people want to give me my old job back.
Really? I mean, really?
I really don't know what to do. Because I like the job, you know.
Well, then go take it. I mean, look. I mean, I'll miss you around here, but I'll make out somehow.
Well, I am an engineer, you know.
Yeah, I know. You got to go with your profession. Oh, don't get me wrong. You did a great job here.
Well, Pop, you can find someone to take my place, can't you?
I don't think so, Lytle. I don't think there's anybody in the cleaning business like you.
Well, thanks, Pop. That's all I needed to know.
Where you going?
Oh, I'm going to have lunch with Mr. Hoffman and tell him that I can't take the job.
Hey, Bilal!
Hey, Pop, you need me here, man!
Hey! Come here!
George, will you please stop walking around? You make me feel like I'm eating in a bus depot.
I can't help it, Weezy. I don't know what to do about Lionel. I mean, he means well, but he's ruining my business.
Oh, you don't think Jefferson and Son is going to work out, huh?
Oh, no, the Jefferson is cool. It's the Son that's got to go.
Here's your coffee.
Where's the cream and sugar?
Where it always is, in the kitchen.
It really isn't Lionel's fault. He's an engineer. He never wanted to be a businessman.
That's right. That's why I don't know where you got the stupid idea that he should work for me.
My idea? Uh-uh. You're not going to pin this one on me.
She's right. It was your stupid idea.
Well, look, it don't matter whose stupid idea it was. The fact is, he's our son. He's screwing up our business, and we got to work it out together.
But what can we do?
Well, you just have to fire him.
Me? What happened to doing it together?
We're doing it together. I hired him, you fire him.
Why don't you do it?
Because you're his mother.
You're his father.
You had him.
You made him.
I used to pick up after him.
Florence, ain't you got something better to do than just sitting there?
I don't know. Make me an offer.
Well, why don't you try washing the dishes?
That ain't better than sitting here.
Florence!
Y'all always talking about I'm part of the family.
Look, George, you got yourself into this mess. Now you get yourself out.
Yeah, but how?
By telling him the truth.
right? I mean, this is business. I'm a man, he's a man. We're supposed to know how to handle business. I'll just lay it on the line.
Shut up.
What are you doing?
I'm going to write him a letter.
You are doing nothing of the kind. You're going to talk to him face to face.
But, Wheezy, how can I tell him?
Yeah, but, Jenny, how can I tell
him? It's simple. You got the opportunity to work on a special project. You couldn't turn Mr. Hoffman down. Mm-mm. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I just can't hurt Pop like that. You know, you should have heard him when I told him I might be leaving.
Oh, Lionel, you love engineering. Any reasonable person will understand that.
Yeah, but, sweetheart, we're not talking about a reasonable person. We're talking about my father.
Yeah, I forgot. Well, it's got to be done anyway.
Yeah, well, it isn't going to be easy.
Oh, Lionel, Jenny, what a nice surprise.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson.
Well, come on in. George, look who's here.
Oh, hey, kids, how you doing? There's nothing wrong at the store, is there?
No, everything's fine.
You didn't sell one of them, did you?
Well, why would I do something like that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe ran out of paint or blazers or something.
No, we only dropped by because Lionel's got something to tell you.
Well, that's a coincidence. George has something to tell Lionel.
Oh, you do? What is it?
Nothing that can't wait. You go first.
Oh, well, go ahead, Lionel.
Okay, Pop, I'm going to get right to the point.
Yeah, that's right, Lionel. Right to the point.
Well, woman, I can't talk if you keep interrupting me. Lisa, you made me forget where I was.
Somewhere between I and
Go on, son. What is it?
Lionel, just tell him.
Pop, I want to tell you something. I like working with you.
Okay, George, your turn.
Right. Lionel.
Yeah?
I like working with you, too. See you in the morning.
Good. 7:30 sharp. Come on, Jenny.
Wait a minute.
You did.
George, you've got something to say. Now say it.
And so have you, Lionel.
Lionel.
Pop.
Lionel.
Pop,
you're fired.
But he quits.
I'm fired?
You quit?
But, Pop, you told me I was doing such a great job.
Well, you told me you enjoyed working for me.
Well, what kind of a father goes around firing his own son?
A father who has a son who quits on his own father.
Oh, Pop, you let me down.
You disappointed me, Lionel. And I've never been happier in my life.
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.